In a parking lot by the community pool building, some participants prepared the site and some prepared themselves to serve as actors in a grisly scene, a scared straight-style display to be narrated over a PA system by Assistant Fire Chief Dave Berg.
We're going to put together a scenario that is a simulated automobile accident. It's going to have three patients in it. And the purpose of this is to give awareness to the dangers of drinking and driving to high school kids that are here, high school and middle school kids that will be gathered for the event.
And my understanding is that you've made an effort to try and not let the kids know this was going to be part of their assembly today.
That's correct, yeah. This is a complete surprise to them. The siren will go off in a few minutes, and the kids will gather out here, and we'll see what happens.
Two small cars with smashed front ends were pressed against each other in a T-bone collision. A smoke device was at the ready to add more realism, and inside one car sat two of the fire department's younger members. Asa Albaugh played the role of the passenger, and Tel Sprague was in the driver's seat.
My name's Asa Albaugh, and we're doing a Scared Straight program, and today we're in a car. We just got hit by a drunk driver, and friend Tel here, he died, and I've got a broken leg, and
I got a broken neck and all kinds of bruises and stuff.
You guys volunteer with the fire department.
Yeah, they've done a great job putting this on. A lot of time and effort went into it.
Both students were made up with fake blood. The passenger had a piece of styrofoam sticking out of his jeans leg. It looked like a broken bone. It was meant to be realistic, and keep in mind the scene was arranged by fire and emergency medical workers, people who respond to real accidents like this. A handful of parents who knew about the event were on hand to watch, Carolyn Reed among them.
And I am an observer. I'm a parent of an 18-year-old who does drive very carefully, mind you. And I know he doesn't know this is happening, and our concern as a parent is I'm hoping these kids take it seriously. This is the thing that could happen, hopefully won't happen, but it may happen.
So you feel this is a good idea to have this exercise?
I think it's a great idea, and the fire department, as always, is doing a fantastic job, as always.
The fire department arranged the exercise in cooperation with the school district as part of a broader community effort aimed at curbing drug and alcohol abuse and other dangerous behavior among teens.
Yeah, go ahead with the first cue there.
Students and teachers filed quickly into the parking lot around the stage accident scene. Many looked somewhat perplexed. They saw their friends made up to look injured in the car. They could tell it was just an exercise as they came upon the scene, but it still seemed to hit home for many as the real mothers of the two volunteers arrived, crying, playing their roles very realistically. The audience watched and listened intently and seriously for the most part as Berg's narration began.
You come upon the scene with a T-bone accident with injuries, multiple injuries. The driver of the less damaged car, we'll call that car number one, the blue car, appears to be intoxicated, and it looks like the two occupants of his vehicle, the white car, are a couple of high school students.
Emergency vehicles, a fire truck, an ambulance, a police cruiser arrived on scene. Police officers marked points around the accident for evidence. They administered a field sobriety test to the driver of car number one and then took him away in handcuffs. Meanwhile, fire volunteers brought the jaws of life over to rip the other car open and extract the fake victims inside. The driver remained motionless while the passenger screamed in pain as they pulled him from the wreckage, and both mothers watched in horror by the side. Once the first fake victim was taken away in an ambulance, firefighters extracted the second and tried to revive him with CPR, but they couldn't save him, and the mother stood by in stunned silence, comforted by a volunteer. Again, this was all part of a drill, but the emotions seemed very real.
This incident is not over by a long shot. Firefighters and EMTs on scene may need time to recover from an incident like this that deals with their own volunteers. The driver faces felony charges.
Okay, get some air over here now.
Get air, guys, seriously. Real one.
The exercise actually had to be cut a little short at this point after one student fainted at the scene and was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. School officials later informed the boy's classmates that he was okay. Assistant Fire Chief Dave Berg said it was not part of the drill.
So what happened with the student here?
Well, it appears like we had a student that was so affected by the drama that we were putting on here today that he collapsed, perhaps fainted.
He's okay, though?
As far as I know, yeah. He was coming around when we took him in the ambulance to the hospital for further evaluation.
You seem really affected as well, or is it just a cold that you're causing?
Oh, no.
You've actually seen these accidents before, real ones.
Yeah, this is hard. Yeah. Yeah.
The mock accident was just half of the special assembly. It continued in the school auditorium with a very moving documentary and live question and answer session with the Taylor White Foundation, a group created by family and friends of a Juneau High School student who was killed in a drunk driving accident in 2009.
I hurt so bad sometimes that I just want to howl with the pain. It doesn't feel survivable to lose a child.
Taylor White's mother, Carol White, couldn't bear to watch the stage crash earlier in the morning, but she spoke in support of everyone who made the assembly possible, and she impressed a key point upon the students in the audience.
When you're under the influence of alcohol or drugs, you really aren't able to make decisions that are in your own best interest. Now, I know my son would have completely blown me off if I had said that, but I'm hoping that you won't and that you will be open to hearing this. So my message would be, if you don't party, don't start. Give it a few years. Your brain will be able to handle it a little bit better once it's matured, and you'll be less likely to get addicted. If you insist on partying now, when your brains are just kind of forming up, at least make plans before you do anything on how you're going to stay safe.
White was joined at the Petersburg presentation by two close friends of her son, Linda Cabello and Tyler Emerson, both of whom were camping with Taylor White and a couple of other friends out the road the night of the 2009 accident. Emerson was the driver that night and said he eventually received a 6-year jail sentence with 5 years suspended for criminally negligent homicide in the death of his friend. He spoke to the Petersburg students through an internet video call since he had not yet been released from the Juneau halfway house where he's serving his time. The Taylor White Foundation documentary can be viewed in full at www.taylorwhite.org.
When I was a kid, I heard all kinds of statistics. They were just numbers to me then, but now I am one. On the night of June 4th, 2009, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I drank, I drove, and now one of my best friends is dead because of it.
In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.
Because that's a kid.